Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. If you are listening to this episode on release day, it's the 4th of July. So we want to wish our listeners a very happy Independence Day. Today marks 245 years of independence for the United States. Our topic suggestion this week comes from a state that is small but mighty.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi, Curious Kid Podcast. I am Eli, and I am 8. My mom and I love your podcast. We listen to one almost every day. We are curious about scars and stitches because I recently got bit by a dog and needed 3 stitches. How do stitches work, and why do we get scars? Thanks for being curious, and keep up the great work. From Eli of Nashua, New Hampshire.
Thanks for the awesome email, Eli. I'm sorry you had a bad experience with the dog.
Yeah, we hope you are all better after getting your stitches. Scars and stitches are really interesting, and we can't wait to learn more about them today for Eli. We also have a special treat in just a few minutes. For the first time ever on Curious Kid Podcast, we have 2 amazing guests in 1 episode. Our 2 guests have stitched up lots of people, and they will help us learn more about stitches, so stay tuned. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, can you tell how bad someone's wound is by knowing how many stitches were put in to help the wound heal?
Let me give an example. 11 years ago, while he was the president, President Barack Obama was playing basketball when another player accidentally hit him in the mouth with his elbow. Ouch. As a result, the president needed 12 stitches. Is it fair to assume that his injury was twice as bad as an injury that needs only 6 stitches? All right. Before we get into stitches, let's learn more about scars.
I know what scars are all about because I have one on my knee right now.
That's right. For her birthday, Olivia received a pretty cool spy set. She's been really into spying lately. Well, the spy set had night vision goggles that Olivia was really excited to use.
Me and my daddy and my brother Noah went out at night to spy on deer that liked hanging out in the yard of a house a few houses down from where we live.
Unfortunately, we didn't see any deer that night, so we started walking home. When we did, Olivia tripped on an uneven part of the sidewalk and scraped her knee pretty bad.
I guess I couldn't see really well with those night vision goggles.
I guess not. Noah wasn't wearing any goggles, and he got home without a scratch. But it's okay, because the human body is amazing, and it is able to fix things like scraped knees.
When we got home, you cleaned out the wound and put a bandage on top.
And we took the bandage off before you went to bed, so we've been able to watch it heal.
After a few days, the skin in the area was pale pink, slightly different from the skin around it, but it's all healed up and looking good.
Scars heal up really nicely, but they often don't completely go away. Sometimes you have to look closely to notice an old scar that healed well. It's really amazing how the body can repair itself. Let's learn more about how this happens.
First, the skin makes lots of collagen to fill the area with the missing skin.
Collagen is a protein, and it fills in the wound by forming bridges of collagen in the gaps between the healthy skin around the wound.
Then the crust forms over the wound called the scab.
And the scab protects the wound and keeps it clean while your body is healing. After some time, the scab will get dry and fall off. When it does, you will be able to see the healed skin underneath, called a scar.
Are there any tricks to help your body heal quicker and better?
Keeping the wound covered is important. It helps keep yucky germs out of the wound. That's important because if the wound gets infected, it will require more treatment, like antibiotics, to heal correctly.
Also, try not to pick at the scab.
When you pick at a scab, you are tearing the collagen your body is trying to use to heal your wound. Also, you are opening up the protective scab and possibly introducing germs and bacteria to the wound. So do yourself a favor and leave the scab alone. There are other things that may help, like some vitamins. There is good evidence that vitamins C and E may help with scars. But before using any vitamins or medicine, we recommend speaking to your doctor. Sometimes when a wound is bad enough that the body needs some help healing, stitches may be necessary. We are super lucky to have two incredible guests joining us to answer a few questions. They are husband and wife Garrig and Gina, and they have lots of experience with wounds and stitches. They live in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Garrig graduated from medical school 17 years ago and is an emergency room doctor. He works at an emergency room in Clarksville, Tennessee that sees over 100,000 patients a year. That's a crazy busy emergency room. Gina is an acute care and family nurse practitioner, and she went to school with Olivia's mommy. Gina helps fix about 2 cuts per shift, so that comes out to almost 400 cuts a year. When it comes to scars and stitches, Gina and Garrig are super knowledgeable, so let's learn more from them. Take it away, Olivia.
Hi, Gina and Garrig. Thank you so much for joining us on the Curious Kid podcast. How do you know when a wound requires stitches?
Hi, Olivia and Jacob. Thank you for having us on today. So sutures, or also called stitches. How do we know that the wound requires stitches? It's a little bit different for every situation. Every time someone comes in, we have to take a look at the wound. We have to figure out how it happened, because that's important to know if we need to stitch it up. Typically, it's about cuts that are 1/2 inch or longer will need stitches. On the face, cuts that are longer than about 1/4 inch or 6 millimeters need to be sewn or closed. And sometimes they can be closed with glue, but that's different. Any wound that needs stitches should probably be closed within 6 hours so that it reduces the risk for infection.
What kind of different stitches are there?
Well, there are 2 major types of stitches. One is absorbable or goes away on its own, and the other is non-absorbable. And for those, you have to go back to the doctor to have them taken out. So guess what? No one likes coming back to the doctor. No one wants to go back to the doctor to get the stitches out. So people always ask me why we don't always put in the kind that go away on their own. Well, there are 3 big reasons. First, these stitches that go away on their own are more likely to cause scars. This is because these sutures do dissolve, but not for a long, long time. Sometimes it can even take a month or two. During that time, your body doesn't like having things that we make, like sutures, inside the body. These sutures make our body really mad because your body thinks the sutures are like outside invaders. So your body sends its special little fighters or special cells to fight the sutures. Your body doesn't want them inside, and your fighter cells try really hard to make the sutures go away. This causes a lot of inflammation where they fight the sutures, and this helps cause big scars. So when we don't like big scars in places where people can see, so we only use these kind of dissolvable sutures on areas that you normally can't see from the outside, like the inside of your mouth. Secondly, non-absorbable sutures are stronger and less likely to come apart. So these sutures work great on areas that move, like your joints. Your joints are the areas in your body that move, like your elbows, your knees, your wrists, and your ankles. It's very hard for a real cut to heal if the sides of the cut are always moving. So these strong sutures help keep the sides of the cut very still, even over your joints. And finally, the non-absorbable sutures cause less skin irritation that leads to itching and redness, and no one likes itchy red skin.
How do stitches help your body heal a wound?
We actually get this question a lot about how stitches help heal the body. basically because you are pulling the skin closer together, making it easier for the skin to heal itself. There's a whole healing process that happens. First, the area that's cut gets red and swollen and painful, and that's the inflammation. That's the body's immune system kicking in to protect the wound from infection. That's why we need to keep it clean and dry at all times to help aid in this healing process. Then the body starts healing itself on the inside, and a dry temporary crust, which is called a scab, forms over the wound on the outside. It will actually form right over the stitches while the skin is healing underneath of it. So under the scab's protective surface, the new tissue forms and the body repairs the damaged vessels and makes new collagen, which is like a tough protein fiber to reconnect the broken tissue. When the healing work is done, the scab dries up and falls off, and then the repaired skin is seen and visible. We usually take the stitches out in about 7 to 10 days, typically if it's somewhere on the arms or the legs. But if it's on the face, we take them out in about 5 days because the face heals a little bit faster.
The question of the week is, can you tell how bad someone's wound is just by knowing how many stitches were needed?
Somebody comes into the emergency room and they have a cut. The first thing families ask them is, how many stitches did you get? Because we think as people that if you got 30 stitches, that must be a really, really bad cut. And if you get 5 stitches, that's probably not such a bad cut. But the answer is really that you can't tell how bad a cut is just by knowing how many stitches were placed. So if I put in a lot of stitches in someone, it could be because they had a very big cut, but it could also be because of where the cut is located. So, for instance, if somebody has a cut on the face, I want to fix it so that it looks really nice or perfect when I'm done. No one wants a big scar on their face. So to fix a cut on the face, we tend to use a lot of stitches because using more helps me line up the sides of the cut exactly. That helps it heal more naturally and look really good when I'm done. But if someone has a cut on their leg, typically, they won't even notice a small difference if there is a really small scar when I'm done. So we don't need to put in as many sutures in the leg as we would in the face.
Wow, that was fantastic. Thanks a million to Gina and Garrig for joining us to answer a few questions. We are so lucky that they were happy to share their knowledge with us. We also have one more incredible person to thank.
Thank you, Molly S.
A big thanks to our newest patron, Molly S. Check out this awesome message we got from Molly. It says, "Dear Jacob and Olivia, Theo has wanted to become a patron of the Curious Kid podcast for many months now, ever since he first learned about Patreon on your podcast. He reminded me today and also agreed to pay half of the year's contribution, $6, himself, from his birthday and Hanukkah money. He says, I feel pretty happy and helpful. Great job with the podcast. Keep up the good work. Theo and his mom, Molly."
That's incredible. We are so lucky to have supportive listeners like Theo and Molly.
You bet we are. For their support, Molly and Theo now have access to all of our monthly current events episodes, and they know what we are going to get curious about months from now, and all of the special things we have going on behind the scenes. If you are interested in learning more about helping to support Curious Kid Podcast on Patreon, click on the link for Patreon in the show notes, or you can search for Curious Kid Podcast on patreon.com. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 144, on Scars and Stitches.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Eli, for the healing episode topic suggestion. We hope all of our listeners enjoy their incredible Independence Day celebrations today. Join us next week when we will learn about magnets for a listener in Rhode Island. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.